Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Quick Thinking by Adrian Rainwater, California, USA. One day I was at work when my husband called and asked me to sit down. I guessed he was going to tell me something very important and frantically asked him what was wrong. He said I needed to go out to the pasture where the horses were and go now. The pasture was 20 minutes from where I work as a graphic artist in a small town print shop. I had rented 7 acres for my 4 horses to graze on, as I feel it is much healthier than keeping them in a stall. My yearling colt had evidently rolled in the dirt too close to the wire fence and put his leg through the fence. When he stood up, his leg was caught, and he must have twisted around and around trying to get free. The fence wrapped around his back leg, cutting it to the bone. Our neighbor boy, Jimmy, only 10 years old at the time, saw the colt's dilemma. He was very resourceful. Seeing a sign near the pasture offering the colt for sale, he called the number on the sign with his cell phone. He reached my husband, who then called me. Jimmy's quick thinking probably saved the colt's life. Then 2 more people pitched in. Some folks who lived down the road saw the colt and stopped their truck. One worked to cut the leg loose from the fence while the other went running to look for a halter. At the same time, they called their veterinarian and took full responsibility for the cost. While they waited for the vet, they fixed the cut fence so the other horses wouldn't get out. They have horses, so they knew just what to do. By the time I got there, no one was around, but Jimmy came running when he saw me to let me know what had happened. The colt was well taken care of, beautifully stitched up and bandaged, and put away in a shed by the road. This was a perfect place to confine him. I kept him there to recover from his injury. He recovered perfectly and has only a tiny scar. I found out the names of his rescuers and went to visit with them. I wanted to thank them, pay the vet bill, and find out what had happened. They were very gracious, saying what a beautiful colt I had and how perfectly he behaved for them as they worked to free him and waited for the vet. Later, I explored the area and realized that was a favorite place for all the horses to roll. To prevent another accident, I laid down huge rocks there and now keep my horses in a different pasture with different fencing. 3 people I didn't know went out of their way to rescue my colt from his own mistake. Crazy things happen, they just do, and I will never forget their instant, unquestioning assistance.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.